Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinking bros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Russ doesn't have a little dick. It's really long and really thick.
Little dick. Russ doesn't have a little dick. But this girl I know, she has a little dick, and I like it.
Little dick.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Welcome to Drinking Bros.
We should have kept it going. All right, keep it going real quick.
No, we can't.
Go ahead. Now the audience knows we're going to coup.
We'll get to the podcast.
Hey, we're going to coup. Go ahead. Let's go.
We should get to the podcast.
Some people confuse it like it's a glit. But no, my friend, this has a sack, it's a dick. That's my
dick.
Girl.
It's a girl.
That's my girl, and she has a little dick.
She's got tits and a little dick.
Yes, keep.
Oh, boy. Boy, that. That is available on Yahoo.com. Nowhere else.
We ended the last episode with the bitch I operate. So I thought we'd just do a live acoustic version of Little Dick. We were singing that for an intern today, and they were not stoked.
Bitch I operate a coup, an acoustic version, a sweet a coup version.
I love that little
little dick. She's good.
Welcome, kids, to the Drinking Bros podcast. Home of four guys who don't have little dicks. So you're in the magic. Do we go a coup sometimes? You bet we do. Do we have quite a few drinks? Of course.
Yes, we do.
Do we have some sponsors?
Fuck yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Look at this. We're right to the sponsors right now. Normally we're fucking chilling like a villain, like we're on a mission, but we're going for it.
I know, but we got a lot to talk about tonight. Matthews is a big show.
Some
might say it's the Oprah show. Rocco's going to give a car away. No, that's not
what?
True.
What?
That's not true.
No, that's actually it's for repo. That's not just giving one away.
He's going to repo a car away. No, but we got a lot to talk about tonight, so we're gonna hit these sponsors like Ray Rice, and then get out of here.
Fuck. Nice analogy, that was funny, or whatever you want.
I'm sorry. The first one, we got a special one. They're new to the show, but they're just as comfortable to the touch. It's a company called WearKennedy.com. WearKennedy.com. This is one of my faves, probably because I had their shit before they became a sponsor. They got swim trunks, they got shorts, tank tops, they got sunglasses, anything from the old John F. Kennedy style from the 60s. It's cool. You look fucking sweet. And it's party gear. You can go out and fucking party in it. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every order. Every order over $10, you get free shipping and you get a free fucking koozie with every single order. And they've got a utility spoon that is a keychain that doubles. Let's just say it doubles as a cocaine spoon.
Let's not judge it on appearance.
I don't beat around the bush.
I don't even know what that means.
Group. Like if it's built to jerk you off, it's built to jerk you off. That's what I always say.
That's what your grandfather said, most important.
Yeah. And listen, I was built to jerk him off. What the fuck are we even talking about?
By the way, one of my fan favorites that I have from Wear Kennedy, their wallets, they've got these old school wallets of 1980s WWF Nintendo games their wallets.
Yes.
So you see Hogan about to fucking suplex somebody on their wallets. They're sweet. We're huge fans of Wear Kennedy. Go to WearKennedy.com.
That owner, wondering why he hasn't called us yet or texted us.
Michael, call us. Call us and be on the show. We'd love to have you.
Text
we love your gear.
Something. Like, I want to fucking know you.
Yeah, let's get weird.
Yeah, where you wet at? Where you wet at, Michael?
Where you
come
wet
on
at,
the
Michael?
Show.
Where you wet at?
Yeah, I hear an echo.
Yeah, so
in my head
whoever knows Michael from Wear Kennedy.
The only one.
Sounds good.
Just make it. Yeah. Let them know where you wet at. And Michael, come on the show. We love Wear Kennedy. We all wear it. The next one.
Well, don't come on the show. You can come and be on the show, but don't come on the
actually,
show.
Actually, look, you can come on the show. It's fine.
What does that even mean? You know? Like, you just you have it up on your laptop and you just nut in your Mac? That sounds expensive.
No, look, it's an audio show, so it's very audio-ish. You get to hear it. So you get to hear him come.
Got it.
You can't see it. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
So the next one. Come on. We're calling in the Strike Force tonight. You know we're calling in the Strike Force tonight. Goose didn't die for nothing. He did not die for nothing. Call in the Strike Force, strikeforceenergy.com for the tastiest little tin pouches of energy drinks on the planet. They can go in waters, alcohol, beer, liquor, you name it. Kick the can,
if
kids.
You take Strike Force, you can build a railroad.
Yeah, you can build a fucking railroad with your bare hands. Some raw materials. Some raw
just
materials.
Just minus raw materials may cost extra. You remember remember Creepy Crawlers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Creepy Crawlers.
Is that what the sound was? Is that what the man.
Your mic is like an unerect penis right now.
No, it's just it keeps getting flaccid. Honestly, Ross, my tangent for right now is my favorite jingle of all times in the 90s was the Crossfire song. Crossfire.
Okay, so
you'll get caught up in the Crossfire. That's like Tartarus.
That's like Tartarus.
Yeah. So switch that out for Strike Force then. Let's hear a Strike Force version of that.
No.
Strike Force. You get caught in the end. G.
Tartarus, you'll get caught up in the crossfire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, go to StrikeForceEnergy.com for 20% off. They ship anywhere in the world, and we all have a subscription. Get a subscription and join it. Tartarus Ordnance, what Jared just eloquently sang into the microphone of steel and robust foam, is one of our faves. It's a home defense ammunition company. They've also got arms, so you can get your guns there. You can get your ammo there. You can protect your whole house. If you got a wife, daughters, go to TartarusOrdnance.com. That's TartarusOrdnance.com. Grab some home defense ammunition. Tartarus! Blowing Tartarus, motherfuckers away!
You'll get caught up in the mush a motherfucker would.
Mush a motherfucker.
I wish a motherfucker would.
A motherfucker back a wood.
Yeah, type in the promo code Drinking Bros at Tartarus. You get 10% off of everything in the store. That includes their guns, shockingly, which is awesome. Shout out to Kenny Gunter. I know you did.
Yeah.
I bet it wasn't the first time, Jared. I bet it wasn't the first time.
I think I've been called it a few times in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I know you have, and probably both Dakotas, south and north. The next sponsor we got is WarfighterTobacco.com. They've got the best cigars on the goddamn planet. Put down the hookah, put a cigar in your mouth. Put down the dick, put a cigar in your mouth. They're made from the finest.
Hey, I heard dicks and cigars can be good, you know?
Both of them are good for your health.
I'd puff those.
Wait, which ones?
Cigars. Sorry.
Sorry.
My bad.
But look, if you're in the mood for celebrating, if you just got divorced, or if you're celebrating something, or if you're...
Thanks, Ross.
I'm just saying, if your kid was being born, whatever the occasion, go to warfightertobacco.com, get yourself some goddamn cigars for your mouth. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros, you get 10% off. They are 100% combat veteran owned. They're one of our faves. We love WarfighterTobacco.com for all your cigar needs. And if you're smoking a cigar and you want to read a fine book, pick up At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed.
Yeah.
The first ever romance novel for dudes. The funniest book ever written. I do the Audible for it. It's the greatest fucking book ever written. If you like the humor range for teen, you'll love the humor in that. Pick it up everywhere except for Walmart's. And if you're on Amazon.com, leave a fucking review. Because Ross loves to read. Ross loves to read them.
Last but not least. You're an author and a reader, so you're both, you know? It's amazing.
I'm a lot of things. You know, I'm a mentor. A lot of people call me a mentor.
You know what you are? You're not drinking Black Rebel coffee right now. I bet that's not fucking true. You know?
No, you know what? You know what? It actually is true. You know what I got in it?
You
I got a Hennessy.
Fucking asshole.
A Hennessy. No, I'm dead. I got some Hennessy and Black Rifle coffee. I'm dead serious.
Ew, really?
The best combo I've had. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is. It
you
is.
Like
it really
Hennessy
is.
Hennessy and Black Rifle coffee?
Here's the thing. We're going a little late tonight, and Daddy needed a little kickstart, so I threw some Strikeforce inside some Black Rifle coffee with some Hennessy. Yeah, it's like chewing cot and Djibouti.
Wake you up. Yeah, Djibouti. Djibouti.
Yeah, it's not your front, it's Djibouti. But that's what I feel like. I'm all jacked up on cot tonight. So go to blackriflecoffee.com. Mr. Evan Hafer and the boys, they run a fine ship out there, a real tight ship. No one swabs the decks out there at Black Rifle Coffee. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off for the rest of your life. Evan Haver told me to say that.
Well, technically, it's 20% off the club. They might have switched it, but at least the club. The club membership's the way to go, though, dude, because you're not dealing with that reordering bullshit. You just go right to the fucking source
shows up right on your porch.
Dude,
yep.
I'm a lazy motherfucker. We talked about this in one of the other episodes, but it's like anything I can do subscription-based in my life now, I like it, where you're like, oh, it's fucking Monday. I got coffee, or I got fucking Strikeforce. It's the shit because I'm lazy.
Yeah, exactly. And like, dude, you should go to drinkingbrospodcast.com, get yourself some t-shirts, have those shipped to you once a month.
Uh-huh.
Those are the finest shirts in the land. They double as like girlfriend walkaways. They double as Tinder walkaways for the night.
I was going to say, they're
great. They also double as catch rags.
It's a great apparel for when you have maybe a one-night stand, or you have a Tinder date that you've been working on and that you need to clothe.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the other thing,
Or
Ross.
Your wife. Like when your wife wants to look around sexy in the house, you give her an extra large. It covers the booty just barely, but then when she's
snub.
Doing whatever female stuff.
A couple inches.
Yeah, they call
showing
that
a couple inches.
They call that little inch booty meat. If you
booty meat.
Yeah, if you put booty meat on YouTube, you'll get a lot of cool videos. That's what I heard.
That's actually, really?
That's what I've heard.
That's one of my
booty meat.
That's one of my favorite things. It's like when a chick wears your shirt. I like a girl in a t-shirt, but then it just covers her butt, and then just. Doing they're, things around the house.
Yeah, just cleaning, hey, just dusting.
Well, that's super sexist. Yeah. But yeah, one of those things, you know.
Yeah. Barefoot in the kitchen, yeah, cooking, yeah. You know?
You know, hey, with their kitchen mitts.
I like when girls walk into the bedroom in a wetsuit, they just unzip it. And they're like, it's time.
God. You would love a wet seal to walk into your house.
It's a shorts wetsuit, though. Like, not like a full leg wetsuit, like they're wearing the shirt. They're like a dolphin trainer.
Hey Ross, I got something.
If any of our listeners are
graphic designers or anything like that, they want to design their own Drinking Bros podcast shirt. Send it to the podcast page. We'll check it out, and we actually might print it. Why not?
Well, across the board, if a lot of our artists that we hire for Article 15 Clothing, Drinking Bros Podcast, Black Rifle, like, feel free to send designs in to the Drinking Bros Podcast, and if it's a design we like, you'll get paid for sure. So that's anytime we can give business to you guys, that's gonna be fucking awesome.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of stick figures showing up.
Yeah,
before.
I think that's good. Yeah.
A lot of dick
we don't purchase those. You know, it's not pay by design. It's preference based purchasing. That was a ton.
You know what's funny? Hey, speaking of that, Matt, Gary Stevens, who designed the Range 15 DVD cover, made a joke version of you as a stick figure on the front.
I like that.
It just says pew pew pew. And then a girl's dying. And then it says Range 15, like scribbled like a child. People were genuinely upset that they could not order that version of
it. I wanted that version.
We should do that. That should be on the VHS release.
So I don't give a fuck.
That's
what it reminded me
that
of.
That should be the Christmas release.
The custom Christmas case is the stick figure version of Range 15.
Even I'd buy that, like, because it was really fucking funny. And Gary sent me a private email. He was like, man, I was proud of the Range 15 cover, the real one I made. Like, it was one of the proudest moments of my life. Everybody loved it. It was awesome. And then as a joke, I throw up a fucking stick figure copy, and the whole internet goes bug fuck. And I was like, it's the way it always works out, Gary. Sorry.
Yeah, that's got to be like a special release.
But I mean, really,
cool.
Gary really turned it up fucking to 11 for the Range 15
graphics. Killed it, dude.
You look at everything that we have,
killed it.
Like, it's so expensive. It is expensive.
I know.
It's hands down
expensive.
He
crushed it.
Like it.
Yeah. He killed it.
Would you say that it's fair to say that he went all the way up?
He went all the way up.
Okay.
The way up.
Okay,
yeah,
he did.
He went all the way up.
He really fucking did.
I mean, and he's in Colorado, so he's already starting at like 6,000 feet, so it wasn't hard for him to go all the way up.
All the way up. No, he definitely was not.
All the way up.
But
I've known Gary. It was funny. It was 2 days ago. It's been 7 years since me and that motherfucker have been friends.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pushing forward.
Wow, really? That long?
Yeah. We're stacking the years, man. Gary and I were the ones that, you know, we started together. It was him and me.
Dude, that's a pretty cool story for the listeners if you guys know what we do, like, on the production side and stuff. Like, so Jared, the way we kindled our friendship, obviously Vince and I were, Rocco, were in the military together, and then I moved on and got out, and we both got out, went our separate ways for a while. Jared did production with for Bot Stick Collective, which was with Gary Stevens, who did the artwork and a lot of the imagery for Range 15.
Gary and Dave Reardon, like, I learned how to be a photographer just out of necessity, and then Gary taught me everything about compositing and graphics.
Right. Yeah. So, like, when I had first started my YouTube channel, I was on my own, and I reached out to a general interest page, and then there was Jared Taylor in his whole JT, fat bottom boy, Jimmy John. I don't even know, but you were there.
Just, you want to hang out? You sure you want to hang
out? Invited me down. We flew Little Birds, and we were
ideas.
Just like, boom.
You want to hang out? I know people.
Yeah, you guys have a pretty extensive past. And I don't think a lot of people knew how many things you did before Article 15 Clothing. You had a clothing company, Beer Drinking Bomb Droppers. You did a movie with
so
Gary Stevens.
We had all the sourcing done.
So that's a good kind of subject to maybe talk to on the podcast about entrepreneurship. You didn't really necessarily succeed in your first try.
No,
you had a lot of tries.
I mean, there was.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No. There's easily 12 different things. I mean, over the course of my first moonlighting experience was in 2005.
So that was when I started searching for another job outside of just the military. And I didn't see financial and like completely free success until 2014. So 5 to 14, 9 years it took to find. And that's a lot of people say that same thing. Man, I wish I could find the team. I wish I could find the guys that you have. I always go, it took me 10 years. Like, don't think that you're going to wake up.
I think that's a lot across the board. I mean, you, Rocco, were writing forever. A lot of people don't know. I don't even share that often. I was writing comedy songs in the military when I was a fucking private, when I played guitar. So it's like, that stemmed early, early fucking on. Like, I was recording. I have a whole, like, digital, like, I don't know, probably like 9 different songs that I had of just me in the military that I would record, but I was just never good enough, like I said, singer. So it was like, where do I go with this? And then I saw the YouTube stuff and I was like, oh shit, I can take my comedic approach to music and maybe translate that to a skit based thing. And then that's kind of where it
One
is. So
thing
business
too,
is
though,
not overnight.
That separates us from some of the other competitors. I won't say their names, but, and I'm not being a fucking conceited dick, but there is so much talent on this team. Like, we learned everything. Matt edits still to this day, can afford to pay fucking 15 editors to sit in a room and edit his shit, but we do it ourselves. He does it, and I do the graphics, and I do the photography and text work, and he does the fucking cuts and everything. We still do everything ourselves because we taught ourselves, and we know our vision. We know what we want the finished product to be. Like, that's what separates. That is why. So those other companies out there that fucking want to be the coolest guys in the world, the reason why you're not is because you didn't spend the time to learn how to fucking do this shit yourselves.
Yeah, speaking of that, I saw a review from a company, another veteran company online.
Don't say their name.
No, we're not even going to talk about those guys.
Yeah.
I won't say the actual name, but well, what was the point?
What was
the point of them going after you?
So I'll put it in layman's terms. I think so. There was a company, and they're a fucking microcosm of anybody. They're nobodies, right? And it wasn't like Range 15 as a movie. In video, they're not a company. They're fucking whatever. You're always going to get bad press. And I honestly, my rebuttal to their just breakdown of everything with the movie was, I'm content with like a somewhat of a coherent like critical review of the movie or any of my content or anything. But at the end of the day, these people attacked us personally and were kind of saying that we're bad representations of the veteran community. And I'm like, man, that's one thing we don't believe in. Like, everything that we do on a daily basis is to be leaders in the community, give back, be entrepreneurs, make money, but then do it ethically, morally, and motivate others. So it's like,
I want to add something to you guys. I'm going to tell this story because
I
really wanted to fucking rant on this. I'm not going to say this guy's name. He probably fucking does listen to the show, but he literally proved to himself to me recently why he is fucked up royally. And what happened was is well over a year ago, we had a guy when we had started the Indiegogo campaign. He publicly wrote this fucking rampage about how fucked up it is that we raised so much money for our zombie movie when he was trying to raise money for a military, military documentary that highlighted suicide and all this stuff to try and help veterans. So he slays us publicly, and I see this, you know, just like we see almost everything that goes out about us because people tell us, hey, do you know about this? So I read this whole fucking diatribe this guy does about how fucked up Article 15 and Ranger Up is, and that it's sickening that the veteran community rather see a fucking slapstick zombie comedy than push money towards his project that is supposed to help people. So I reach out to him. I say, give me your phone number. Let's talk. Send me the link to your Kickstarter. So I go to his Kickstarter. He has less than probably 100 characters filled out on his Kickstarter. His video with his Kickstarter was done with a phone. He was stuttering. He couldn't speak clearly. He was dirt. He was wearing fucking dirty clothes. He wasn't dressed nice or anything. He didn't show any. He was asking for $20,000 to make a documentary, but did not in his entire fucking campaign video say, here's my experience in filmmaking, here's why I think I'm able to make this film that I want to make, and here's why you should trust me with your money. So when I get him on the phone, I'm not a dick, but I'm saying, look, I spent close to 300 hours of my own personal time working on the Range 15 campaign as a whole. Nick spent well over 100, 200 hours working on studying other fucking campaigns, looking at what perks did what, designing those perks, creating those perks, designing the fact that we had, you know, when we launched that Indiegogo campaign, Ross, how well put together was that thing in accordance with others?
Yeah, I mean, it's you guys knocked it out of the park.
So,
and the proof is in the numbers, obviously.
And this is what I was explaining to him. I was like, I look at your thing right now. I have money to donate and burn, but I look at it now. I don't see any reason to trust you with me donating money for you because you didn't take the time to truly show me that you will use my money to make a good production.
Go ahead, Rocky.
So. He came back like, yeah. Oh man, these are great pointers. I need to work on my campaign video. Yeah. I need to really fill this thing out. Never heard from him again. Then right. A month and a half
ago. Is this
ago,
the same guy? Yeah, is this
so,
the same guy?
No. This is a different person. But yep. I'm saying this okay. is that one time we've been attacked saying, because we've been attacked before saying it's fucked up that people will give us money, but they won't donate
dude,
to charity or
fucking
or
nuts,
causes
dude.
Or something like that. So a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, this same dude, because now I'm friends with him on Facebook, posts this, like, I want to say fucking 60-paragraph thing defending Pokemon Go about how since he started playing Pokemon Go, he's walked 14 miles a day and he's dedicated 5 to 7 hours towards it and everything like that. And he's losing weight and he's getting active and he's met people. And to me, I want to literally fucking fly to this guy's fucking hometown and punch him in the face and say, you had the gall to get online and whine and bitch that you didn't get your dream fucking funded to come through. And now you're on the internet defending the fact that you play a video game 4 to 7 hours a day. That is why you are in the position you're in.
Well,
because you don't
fucking
lift a finger
to fucking do anything. Individually, people have things that motivate themselves and they can find it. Pokemon probably helped a lot of people out with fitness. I'll put that out there. But hold on.
I'm not dogging Pokemon Go.
No, I'm not
saying,
defending
though,
it, but I'm saying
if you're going to devote that much time a day.
Right. It's the active person that like they judge you out of jealousy, and that's consistent to what I was just talking about, what you're talking about, what I'm sure Rocco wants to talk about. It's
yeah,
like
just
people are what I've found coming into this whole thing, and Ross, you had a good point. You're like, when the movie goes live, like, I don't care about bad reviews. When people are like, Matt fucking is the worst actor, he's a piece of shit douchebag, I'm cool with that, man. People are not gonna like me and I'm fine with that. But at the end of the day, like, when you attack like
the character
that I've built my whole entire life of, like, and I told that guy live on the thing, I was like, man, I try to call him today. I gave him my fucking personal phone number out of trust. Like, you want to give him your personal? I was like, well, fucking do it, dude. Call me, motherfucker. Let's hash this out.
And he
like
didn't
two
call.
Motherfucking
no
men. Dude, and no, and they don't. And that's the thing. It's like, don't be a bitch, but then call us out on the internet. It's like, if you're going to attack my character and then say you're going to leak shit about my friends, get on a fucking phone call with me, bitch. Like,
dude, what
you're
happened?
A fucking bitch.
The problem, Ross, is that these guys, they don't have a very big following. So one of the guys decided he wanted to
make a name for themselves.
Right. He wanted to make a name. Well, he wanted to give a critique.
And we replied. Unfortunately, we replied.
Here's the thing. He wanted to make a critique about the movie. And, like, dude, anyone is open to make a critique about the movie.
Of course.
When you personally bash how we did it, why we did it, and start saying this is a movie made by idiots
for idiots.
Well,
like,
now you're
okay,
now
man,
you're
it's not an opinion.
Yeah, now you're fucking just bashing us. And when you do that, they're like, well, why are you guys so butthurt? It's like, wait, here's the thing. We're passionate about what we do, okay? We're not a selfish group of individuals, man. We honestly believe in what we're doing for the community. Dude, if you think we're rich, we're fucking not.
No.
We live paycheck to paycheck like any other motherfucker does, all right? And the problem is that they must imagine that we're doing so successful. It's like, no, man. Every day we're looking at new content. We're trying to do new things for the community.
Do you see Matt doing donuts in a fucking Ferrari? Is he running around going, oh,
dude,
my God, look at
yeah,
all this I have
a 2013 Explorer,
I don't even
bro.
Own a car.
Right,
I don't even own a car.
And so it's funny. It's like these guys, so they went in there and they bashed us. And then they got mad because we commented on their shit. And then you know what? The community backed us up. I'm sorry to hear that, but they're gonna. Because people came to us
and
tell us.
And that's another thing, dude. When you saw when their rebuttal post, it was like, oh, I hope you go back to your fucking Drinking Bros website. And like, and guys, we're not bitching on the podcast. The whole purpose of this is to kind of talk about like be cognizant of like what the fuck you're saying. Like, you can't. Those dudes were so fucking hypocritical, and I rebutted ever. It was literally like, your movie sucks. I'm like, that's cool. I don't care. That's fine.
Dude, you didn't like
all the guys, I read the 1 out of 10s on from all these fucking foreigners on IMDb. I laugh. It makes me laugh. It's fun.
Here's another thing. Some people forget too is we're not Channing Tatum or any of these guys. Like, we're still military motherfuckers. If you call us a bitch, we're gonna fucking show up at your fucking door and say, "Oh, you." I mean, we are the epitome of Jay and Silent Bob.
Dude, that's why
we're real dudes, dude.
You talk shit, I want to fight, bro. You talk shit, I want to fight.
That's why I get fucking pissed. This stupid motherfucker, right? He calls us out, and today it's the verbatim of why you're a fucking bitch, bro. Like, I'm not a tough motherfucker, but if you call me the fuck out, like, "Hey, Matt, you're a pussy. How would you say this to my face?" I go, "Here's my fucking personal number. I'll fucking meet with you." I told him twice, "Let's have a live debate. I'll fucking crush your stupid fucking soul. Or at least talk to me in person, dude. Be a fucking man." But you're a bitch hides behind a social forum.
Don't worry,
I have all their names. List of all their names behind this now.
And I don't want to make this an aggressive podcast, but it comes back to context, right? If you're going to have an opinion, stand behind it. That's what the American dream is.
Don't hide behind a page.
Right. But you can have an it's the American dream. You have an opinion. You can have a personal preference and choice. Congratulations. You're an American. I love that. That's what makes this country so great. But then back it up like a fucking man. Don't behind closed doors say, "Look at that pussy little bitch. I will fuck him up." And then when I say, "Hey, buddy, what's your issue with me?" "Oh, man, I fucking love you." No, you're wrong. You're living a fucking lie of your life. So,
dude,
if you're listening to this thing, dude, take that to salt. Take that to heart. Like, don't be a fucking bitch. It's a whole thing I go on with this whole pacification of American men. Like, own up to who the fuck you are and enjoy who you are. Be proud of who you are. But don't be a fucking
is that we are all each other, right? Like, I'm Rocco, I'm Vince. You see my fucking life on social media. You see Matt, you see JT's, you see Ross. So if you want to personally attack me, personally attack me from your own personal account.
Yeah,
then
we'll get down.
So then we can talk, man.
Well, that's like, and that guy even too, Ross, I don't know if you saw us, but he was like,
"Oh, I did."
He's like, "I have a fucking video that I'll release of this." We wrote back because we were just like, "Cool,
we'll make that video of myself.
You think you're scared?
And
by
the way, like, we already know what video he has. We know everything.
We all
know because his own friends are turning on him right now and sending me everything.
Yeah, and we all have nice dicks, so we're not afraid for that shit to get leaked, dude.
That would be like when someone like my ex,
that's
"Matt, I heard you fucked a tranny." I'm like, I'll do it on.
Here's the dick pic he sent. Cool, man. Get me more fucking bitches, dude.
I love it,
dude. It's a joke, man. The problem is, If you wanted attention, that's not the right way to do it. You know what I mean? And if you want to fucking bash us, you know we're going to fucking come right back. If you're going to poke me, I'm going to poke you back, dude. And that's the reality behind it. I believe in what we do. And if you're going to say, like, "Oh, these guys own these companies." We do, man. But you know what? We're fucking nobodies who found a way to fucking live their goddamn American dream. And we fucking did it. And
then,
we still
even
do
then,
it.
We are fucking butt fucked every step of the way.
No shit.
Every
dude.
Step of the way. We've been fucking.
Yeah.
We've had our dicks hammered by major corporations for no reason that make hundreds of millions of dollars that stomp on us for only the reason of, these guys are getting popular. We got to make sure that they don't.
By being ourselves, though, dude. By being our fucking selves, dude.
You know what? I don't want to get super profound on you guys, but, you know, Taylor Swift said it best. "I'm just going to shake it off. Haters going to hate, bro." You know what I'm saying?
"I'm going to shake it off in the shower, fucking jerk it off."
But, like, if we can make one kind of fucking conclusion in that what we just ranted about, guys, everybody in life, no matter if you work a 9-to-5 or what the fuck you do, people are going to try to break you down, especially in the entrepreneur fucking world. They consistently, every single day, everybody thinks we have this great time, but, like, I have people attack me every single day, and you just gotta not give a fuck. Stay true to your mission, stay true to who you believe in, which is, in our realm, the fucking Drinking Bros community,
man,
the veteran
really
community,
is.
The LEO,
dude,
and fuck them, dude.
I got another thing, dude. All you supporters out there, like, don't feed the trolls, man.
Yeah.
Don't feed the trolls. Like, dude, kill them a kindness, walk away, dude. Those guys got more attention in fucking 3 days than they're ever going to get in their whole fucking time. They're talking about they've helped so many fucking veterans. They have 4,000 followers, dude. I don't know how much you can help with 4,000 followers, but here's reality. Well, we gave them a lot of attention they didn't deserve. We need to fucking ignore, walk away, and continue on with our mission, dude. We know what we're doing. We built our community. Let's stay strong with that.
It's not a knock that they have 4,000, but, like, they think they have a voice, and if they if that's the voice they're going to carry through, like,
dude, they burned themselves already. They contradicted themselves every post they made. Like, they're a bunch of fucking retards.
So the one admin I was talking to online, he goes, "Oh, this isn't my fight, man. So I'll wait till the other guys." I was like, cool. Dude, but you represent your page.
That's what made me mad today when it was like when Rocco texted them and he was just like, "Hey, Matt wants to get on the phone with you. Here's his personal number.
He's tied up tonight.
He's tied up. He'll call you maybe around this time tomorrow." I'm like, I'm
waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you. Man, I hate that stuff. So, anyways, Ross, there's our tangent, bro. That's our tangent.
At the end of the day, with this community, the best way you could put it, think about if all of a sudden the microscope was on you for every little single thing. Yeah. Like, and that's the thing. That's why you haven't seen our personalities change, because we don't give a fuck. These fucking assholes even threw that out there, like, "Oh, you're going to hurt your reputation talking to us like that." No, I'm not, bitch. Because if you haven't noticed, I haven't changed in the last fucking 5 years.
T-Bone Taylor. Yeah. T-Bone Taylor.
Yeah.
I'll throw a goddamn brick at your car. I don't give a fuck.
That's a 1990
shit. I've never been afraid to fight any goddamn man. If you want to talk shit, I'm just like, "Hey, that's fine, dude. You don't like me? Well, if you want to fight me, you know where I live, dude. Let's do it."
How about that, dude? That's fun. Let's call them out. If you guys want to have a boxing match, we'll put pads on. A charity boxing match for veterans.
Yeah, everyone is a tough guy behind their fucking computer.
Yeah, they wanted to talk about you don't know who you're talking to and yada yada yada. Okay, cool.
I don't care.
Put the gloves on. Meet us somewhere.
Suit up.
Let's have a charity boxing match for veterans. That way, all the proceeds. That way, if they really want to help veterans, that's the best way.
The biggest thing they'll ever do is fight one of us. The biggest thing they'll ever do.
And if you knock me out, I'll double the wager. But it's not gonna get doubled.
Yeah. So I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Look, there's two types of people in this world. There's either shitty parents or you're the Harambe. You're the hero. So let's find out.
Harambe.
Let's find out. Dick's out for Harambe.
Yeah.
And again, we're not going to mention their name. I'm sure someone out there listens to the podcast. Get a hold of them. Let them know we want to hold a charity boxing match.
Well, hopefully he calls me tomorrow and he's not a bitch because he said he would. And well, I was going to be I was going to be super nice today, Ross. I really was.
You know? Well, look, it's really easy to be a keyboard warrior versus actually talking to a physical human on the phone. They lock up, they get afraid, and they won't do it.
Yeah.
They won't do it. So I'd be shocked if he called you tomorrow.
Here's the funny thing.
I really would.
Check this out, Ross. We've met some dudes recently, and it's funny. It's the same thing that we get a lot. It's like, "Wow, you guys are the same dudes you are on film." It's like, yeah, dude, we've never faked the funk. That's the one thing about us. Like, we're real. Everything you see is real.
Yeah, we're all crazy, drunk asshole, weird motherfuckers, but love to laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, and we're all gentlemen, dude. Maybe not JT.
JT's not a gentleman. You're not a gentleman.
You're a monster.
You're a monster.
Yeah.
You're a fucking cookie monster.
I'm not a monster.
You are a cookie monster. But to cap this conversation off, in all honesty, because I've known you guys for a while now, you made this movie because you wanted to make a movie, not to be famous. So I think a lot of people from the outside world take it the other way, where they're like, "Oh, they wanted to be famous. They made a fucking movie." You guys just made a movie because you wanted to make a fucking movie.
We want to knock down walls that no one else has ever done.
Dude, here's the thing. Like, we literally created this project to do it for under $300,000.
Yep.
Like, that was our, and we were going to pay for it ourselves. That was the initial thing. We're just going to save all our money for a year. We're going to all chip in with 8 to 10 people, and we're gonna make a movie because we thought it was fun and cool. But all of a sudden, the veteran community stepped in and let us get this thing up to a $2 million budget, and now it's fucking awesome.
Love you.
Like,
And when it seems like the rest of the world around you has lost their minds, you guys are the same fucking dudes. So, good on you. But look, nobody will know that until they meet you in person, or if you call tomorrow.
That's all onesies and twosies, man. At the end of the day, it's been fucking super positive and super awesome.
Name any celebrity anytime they're in a certain city that just says, "Hey, I'm going to be at this bar tonight. Come hang out with me."
Not in a million years.
We hang out with our guys, with our people. As much as we fucking possibly can.
Well, every night you do.
Yeah, Jared, you live with people. You'll live with fans for a little bit.
We're up in Salt Lake right now, and we're staying at this like Airbnb. And we got home late. It was like eight or nine from working yesterday. I get back, I pour myself a whiskey. I'm sitting there, I see a random dude walk into my bathroom, and I'm like, "What the fuck?" And Jared's like, "Oh, got my SF buddies over." There's like three ODA guys over just getting wasted at the house. I'm like,
they were all Jared. They were all prior tech
peas. That's Jared.
It's different. They're all ex-tech peas.
And they're super cool guys. Yeah, they were awesome. Yeah, yeah. I am not judging. They were awesome. I just laughed that it was
really
like,
good guys. But I'm telling you, Matt texted me like, "Dude, are you going to..." I was like, "Dude, I'm going to bed. I can't do this. I'm smoked right now."
We had fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
We've had some long days. Here's the thing.
Exactly. And after a long day of work, you want to come home, have a glass of whiskey, and go to bed by yourself. Not Jared. Jared wants to have the Uber driver over, his drive-thru man at Burger King, the 7-Eleven guy over, like, "Hey, why don't you guys come over? We'll hang out and watch Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise." Have you seen it? 4K?
I would not judge Jared for having the Uber driver over if it was like, or buddy that got a number of an Uber driver. She was like,
holy
a nine.
Fuck.
Beautiful, beautiful
nine
blonde.
Ten.
He
nine
sends a photo,
ten.
Goes, "This is my Uber driver. I just got the
Uber driver's number."
Yeah.
Where was a 9 to 10 Uber
Salt
driver?
Salt Lake City.
Where were you guys?
Salt Lake
You're
City.
You're kidding.
No.
What was her story?
We gotta
college,
send you the
college age.
We gotta send you the picture.
Yeah, we have a screenshot somewhere. Send it to me. I'll post it.
He's got it.
Oh my.
Who got the number of the Uber driver?
Eli. Oh shit. I said his name.
We could say
whatever. Eli's fine.
Yeah.
Eli's single.
He's single as fuck, bro.
He's free as fuck.
He's free Willy, bro.
Oh, good. Good. All right. Cool. Yeah. We'll post the picture of the Uber driver girl. Like, let's see it. Let's see it out in the world.
She's pretty, you know?
Yeah.
But I will say this.
She's not a six.
That's
all right.
Don't worry about that.
Is it?
That's real fun.
Is it?
Don't worry about it. It's an inside joke over here in the office.
That's Jared. He's got your six.
Jared's always got your six.
I fucking love it.
What? You've always got everybody's six, Jared. But I will say this. You guys, if somebody is exchanging dick pics between one another, that means you made it. Because today there was a guy who got filmed jacking off on a New York subway train that has got
a gajillion views on the internet.
Cool. No, he got shamed off the train.
Why?
He got shamed off the train.
He was on a packed
5 o'clock afternoon train with a saddlebag over his dick and sunglasses, so he could make eye contact with other people, and he got shamed off a train. And that brought me to this question in my mind of, where's the one public place you've jacked off in and maybe gotten away with it?
I jerk off on long drives. Obviously, we know that. That's why I always have one sock.
But in a public place. I know there's a public place, Rocco, for you, where you're like, "Hey."
From Mosul to Baghdad.
Gross, dude.
Shut the fuck up. It's awesome. No, it's not.
Jared.
Public. I've done it in my Border Patrol vehicle. I've done it in my Border Patrol vehicle. So that's probably the best one I've done. I don't do too many public jerks, dude. That's what I say.
I'm not a public, no public jerks.
I've done it flying on an airplane.
Dude, I always do that on an airplane.
Yeah,
every time.
There's something with the altitude.
No, I've done it in my seat, just sitting there. Yeah, no, I didn't go to the bathroom.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, just a seat.
How?
Well, you gotta.
Was there anybody next to you?
Yeah, no, you gotta have big pockets.
I've got a hand job from California to Seattle flight.
What?
And that's how. Yeah, she sat next to me.
I don't do good with hand jobs.
But I was able to score. What is that? First or second base?
That's first.
First base.
That's first.
So I was able
that's
to
like
get
halfway.
To first base.
You're in a pickle
less than
45
minutes. Like middle seats.
I think I've only met one girl that had like magic hands that could give me a hand job that I liked.
My
most
buddy, I got a buddy
hand
though.
Jobs are hard.
They're terrible.
My buddy, like no shit, got anal sex on a flight from Barstow to Washington.
How did he do that?
I have no idea.
Barstow? Like, if you're going to do it, it's from Barstow.
It's from Barstow, California.
She was like, I like getting fucked in the butt. And she was like, "I'm going to the bathroom. I hope you got the hint." And he was like, "Oh, shit."
Is that a real story?
That's a real story.
Yeah, not only did I get the hint, I got the sledgehammer.
I can't be specific right now.
Okay.
Yeah, to protect the innocent. To protect the innocent.
The innocent.
I bet that was that flight too. Barstow is a hot town, like the temperature wise. I bet it's like 110 there on average.
Like, desert, dude.
I bet that was a real stinky flight. I bet you a couple ACs were out. There were still ashtrays in the armrests. yeah.
in the bathroom, and she comes out just smelling like booty.
Gross.
Smelling like
just
caca.
Fucking gross.
Like caca.
Oh, God. I can smell it. Like, I can like smell caca. It through the podcast.
You could smell it through the podcast.
Dude, can you imagine walking out of an airplane bathroom with a shit dick just walking by that close aisle?
It's like, oh, you've got another six hours in the flight?
Yeah, the stewardess.
On a hot Barstow plane.
What if she stunk a little bit so you could smell it like coming up from
That's
you?
That's what I'm saying. It's wafting. Yeah. And when you have to sneak by the stewardess, you have to turn your butt towards her butt and you put your dick right in like passenger 17C is right there.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's all you, man. We've said it before. We jerk off so much in shitters, like the smell of shit doesn't bother me anymore.
It doesn't bother me. But the smell of bad puss bothers me.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
What? That's weird. Horrible.
No, I'm saying
you got to shower.
It's so weird. When you smell, you're like, wow.
Do you not notice that yourself?
It smells like Juarez clam chowder.
I've gone to leave a hotel room, and I smelled myself.
Can't hear you.
Taking a fucking shower.
Oh, God. I did that in college where like you're messing around with a girl, and then you go to your buddy's like, oh, my God, bro. you put it right in their face.
Oh, dear.
It smells like chlamydia there, Vincent.
You know another smell that throws me off? When I'm on the gym on a treadmill, and somebody comes up and does a treadmill next to me, and they stink. Like, there was a woman today who got on the treadmill next to me. Her breath smelled like she had opened up the inside of her baby's diaper with a plastic spoon and just ate the contents. Well,
your first problem is being on a goddamn treadmill.
No kidding.
But, you know.
I'm trying to cardio it.
I almost stopped sex because of fucking breath.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
It was bad. Yeah. And then I told her friend, and her friend told her, and then like I got blacklisted by a group of girls. But I thought that was kind of shitty. I was like,
breath is disgusting. Like,
dude, when I made out with her, it stuck on my gums, and I started smelling
what?
It.
Oh.
I started
That's
smelling
like
it.
Gums.
Yeah, I started smelling it myself, and I was like, "Oh God, I gotta concentrate on something else." dudes.
And he came.
Jared,
do you orgasm?
Jared,
to dudes?
What?
Did he just orgasm to dudes at the thought of dudes?
Did.
God damn it!
You're just a. You're a France press of a human.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's weird. I can taste that through the phone. I can taste that description through the phone.
Dude, you know what's funny, though, is like, again, like, I don't understand what it is about whatever it is, this weird charm that I have, this creepy and disgusting. But that girl that I'm referring to right now was a part of a trio of friends. And I went through all three of them. Like, you would think, like, you get one.
Probably why you got blacklisted.
You get one, but and then the other two are like, no, you've been banging her. No, they pass me around.
I chew all the gums, so yeah.
I mean, you're probably used to it.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sorry. That really was a good win for me. You know?
It really was a good win
for
you. Oh, man. Hey, by the way, Jared, I saw your post on Facebook about Freedom Fest. One, can you give us the dates, what's going on, how that's happening, the whole shit?
Okay, I'm curious about that. October 14th. It's Boulder, Colorado. It's at the Coors,
it's a Drinkin' Bros concert.
Coors Expo Center, and it's the first Drinkin' Bros Freedom on Festival. Like,
dude.
This is a real thing. We've got a goddamn stadium.
I know, it's a huge thing.
This is the first time we're all going to come into the one spot.
Yeah, we have there's 8,000 people could be in a tent, but we're planning for 4,000
because
we want to keep enough room for
8,000. We're hoping for 4. The entire concert, the entire thing benefits the Fallen Angel Aviators Foundation, so all our fallen aviators in the military.
100% of the proceeds
yes,
go
all
to
of
them.
It. This is so you buy yes, tickets will be expensive. Like floor tickets are $85. But the whole reason for that is because all of that money is going to Gold Star families from fallen aviators.
So dope.
Yes.
We should also mention we're doing our 100th episode from there. All of us will be there. And almost the entire cast from the movie will
everybody,
be there.
Everybody,
well,
almost the entire main cast.
Dude, that's a big deal. It's my 30th birthday.
It's Matt's 30th birthday, so we're celebrating that night. Yeah. We're going to perform.
Oh, boy.
We're going to perform 3 acoustic songs on stage. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Is Bitch I Operate one?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
If you didn't already hear the acoustic version, check out last episode because it was on there.
All that remains is headlining.
Yep.
We've got Brandon Soller from Atreyu that's going to be singing and performing an Atreyu acoustic set. We've got Assuming We Survive, who their lead singer is a 10th Mountain Division Army vet, and they are on Warped Tour, their second Warped Tour. They're an up-and-coming band. They're fucking awesome. We got Lewis Price. Bryce,
I think, the country
Lewis
singer.
Bryce, country singer. And then we've got another prior Marine country singer as well.
It's gonna be a good time. It's just all the drink bros get together. We're gonna
there's gonna be fucking tons of booze. You're gonna have booths from all of our friends. So you're gonna have
Lead Slingers. Lead Slingers will be there.
Range 15 will be on sale there with signed. You know, you'll be able to get as many of the casts as you can to autograph your copy. You'll have Strike Force Energy will be there.
There will be.
There's tons of people.
At the end of the day, we're just going to get drunk and have an amazing time.
Yeah, it's going to be a giant fucking party.
October 14th, Boulder, Colorado. So it'll be a good time.
I'm amped about that. And Jared, where can people get tickets, by the way?
That'll come out next week. So not yet. I'll give you details.
It'll be up in the next week or two. We're just giving a little heads up on the podcast.
So. A little, what do you call
perfect,
it?
Perfect.
It's a warno.
A little warno. Yeah.
A preview, if you will.
A preview, if you will.
Yeah, why not? Nothing wrong with a little preview, you know? People love a good concert, a chance to get fucked up. And again, for the people who don't know who are fans of the show, everybody's approachable. Fuck, you'll get to be able to meet everybody from the podcast, the movie.
You come there, you'll hang out with all of us. Like
literally, you'll literally get to hang. It's not like any of us hang behind a VIP rope or anything. You'll get to meet everyone.
No. Security, don't let them back. Dude, we'll be out in the fucking crowd moshing and acting like an idiot. I mean, I'll probably be, you know, I'll have chickens with me and some other things, you know. Stuff.
Yeah.
Chickens?
Yeah, like live chickens.
Yeah, live chickens.
I love live chickens.
I'll
have Pillow with me, which is my lamb. I have a lamb now. That I named Pillow, and she is trained to just lay down wherever I am, so I have a
I could
pillow.
See you sleeping so in different. Half of a strawberry shortcake sleeping bag underneath
the
bridge.
That sounds delicious.
I really could one day.
Dude,
I know.
On farm animals. I mean, I think that's cool. Ross, who's our drinking bro of the week?
You can do whatever you want.
I got the drinking bro of the week today, actually.
Oh, you're getting
yeah,
it, huh?
Yeah. He's got the drinking bro of the week, but real quick, I want to say this to Jared, because again, you were gone and I finished it. Stranger Things was awesome. I'm on to the night of real quick because everybody has been hitting us up. What's your new show? What's your new hot jam on the fucking Netflix or HBO?
Nothing. We've been traveling so much. I mean, I was at drill doing fucking 16-hour days every day, and then we get here. We've been running. I mean, we've been pumping out multiple videos a day. I mean, we have enough content to post for the next like 3 weeks. So
look at you. I'm proud of you. Yeah. Let me make a quick rec. Vice Principals on HBO with Danny McBride and Edie Patterson.
That
is
sounds
awesome.
Really funny.
No relation to me, but she's been in a bunch of my movies. She's really funny. And check that out on HBO. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Let's get to the drinking bro of the week then, since you got nothing.
Yeah. So the drinking bro of the week. I mean, I never do this, but
Hey, wait. Should we do some theme music? Hang on.
What is this for?
Please do.
A shoken farewell. I think it's perfect for this. Yes, I know exactly who it is. So I'm gonna.
Jared's looking for some music. I don't know why.
You just hang on.
Are you gonna play it? Or are you gonna press?
No,
it's like
no. You're gonna hear it. You're gonna hear it on here.
I don't know if I agree with this, but
I think you'll like it though.
He's just googling on his iPhone while we're just sitting around here waiting for JT.
Yeah,
to
weird, you know? Jared. Are you going to play this a coup or is this something you're?
No,
playing
it's not
off
a coup. He's trying to play it through his phone. I don't know what it is, and I don't know how this would. No, that does not work.
Are you sure?
No, not at all.
It's Civil War-ish.
Yeah, that's no.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah.
What movie is this from, Jared? What movie is this
no,
from?
This isn't from the. This is. Remember when we used to do the videos, the Dear Diary videos?
Dear Diary.
Anyway,
1956.
We'll cut that shit out and actually be serious. Fine. Hey, so the drinking bro of the week today or this week is a very close friend of ours and mine as well, Jacqueline Carrizosa. If you don't know who she is, I'm surprised you don't. She's a Navy vet, all around complete badass, tattooed, fit, pro Second Amendment, just an all around amazing, beautiful, badass chick. But she recently got hit on her motorcycle. What was it, JT, about 2 days ago?
2 days ago, yes.
And a very close friend of mine, she knows that I love the shit out of her, so it's pretty sad. She's in the ICU right now, and I just got a text from her, which I think is her mom, but it's so she got hit by a raptor doing 65 miles an hour while she was road biking, and that she was actually doing a pro veteran charity event, and which is part of her training program. But one of her kidneys is at 10%, and the other one's at 80%, and she has a fractured spine. So if anybody knows Jackie, she's like one of the most badass chicks, and a hustler, and a grinder, and a badass, but... We wish you a speedy recovery. We can't send more love than we can from the company. We're in Salt Lake, and I text her today. We'll probably come visit her in Vegas soon and check in on her. But
yes,
we check her out there. She has a GoFundMe out in her page to help with some medical stuff. But Google her, Jacqueline Carrizosa.
I mean, this is someone we really fucking know. It's not
for years.
Like I've known her since 2010.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
She's great. Argentinian, right?
I don't.
Accent,
whatever it is, Argentina, it's perfect.
I'm pretty sure it's
Argentina. She knows I love her. She knows I love her. So, yeah, to Jackie, we love you, and we wish you a speedy recovery. And the community is getting behind her, so it's unfortunate because she's always does stuff to benefit. You know, the pro Second Amendment stuff, the veteran community. She's a vet herself, so if you can check her out, support her, or at least just send a prayer and a wish her way, that we would be very thankful for it. So, thank
Hell
you.
Oh yeah, man.
Hell sure. Yeah, to Jackie.
Yeah, yeah man.
Jackie,
cheers.
To Bro
cheers.
Jack.
Cheers.
A broette.
She is called Bro Jack, you know, on Instagram. Bro Jack. B-R-O. Q. Yeah, Bro Jack. B-R-O-J-A-Q. Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah. So is that at Bro Jack on Instagram?
Yeah, it's B-R-O-J-A-Q. You can check her out there. I'm sure she's posted something, and then you can look in if you want to help her out and all that stuff, man.
Awesome. If you want to send her some well wishes on Instagram.
Please do.
From the Drinking Bros. Well, kids, it's been a fun night.
We got aggressive on that motherfucker, dude.
Coming soon. I know. I like it, though. Let's see if those motherfuckers show up for the charity boxing match.
Freedom On Festival. I like it, Ross. October 14th.
Freedom On Festival. I can't wait. We're celebrating
Matt. Pilot X will be there. We're bringing the helicopter.
The birth of Matt Best. There's a helicopter. The 100th episode of Drinking Bros podcast. We got a lot going on, kids. A lot going on. Join us in Boulder, Colorado.
Hey.
For Mr. Matt Best, Jared Taylor, Vincent Vargas, and Ross Patterson. Are we out of here, Matt? No,
we're out here. All I was going to say is my birthday, I always say, thanks for having sex 9 months ago. 30 years ago, Mom. Appreciate
Boom.
It.
Boom!
Ew.
Bye!
Freedom
night, the
fuck
Mom.
On. We love you. We love you. Love you, Mom. You too, Jackie.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.